The next patient is George Stanberry. The last name is S-T-A-N, B like a boy, E-R-R-Y. The first name is Jore, J-O-R-E. This is the clinical case of a ...41-year-old African-American male. That is a patient of Dr. Maxwell. The patient has a history of ethanol abuse that has been heavy on and off. Recently, the patient was evaluated at the hospital on October the 21st of 2022. The patient was complaining of upper abdominal pain. And we triggered the evaluation with a CT scan. During the report of the CT scan, the patient was found with fatty infiltration of the liver, congenital abscess of the right kidney, normal left kidney without any evidence of hydronephrosis or calcifications, period. During the evaluation was also found that the patient has elevation of the liver function test, the AST 189, ALT 197, the lipase was elevated at 66. Bilirubin was found at 1.2, the hepatitis profile was negative. The most likely situation is that the patient has early changes in the liver related to liver cirrhosis associated to alcohol intake. Period. Whether or not the patient was dehydrated at that time is unknown. The serum creatinine was 1.8, the BUN is 22, and the patient had trace of protein without activity in the urinary sediment. Period. The patient had an estimated GFR of 73%, 73 milliliters per minute. My impression is that the patient had hemodynamic changes that were associated to the acute gastrointestinal process that was going on, most likely early pancreatitis, period. Whether or not the patient has significant proteinuria has to be established. Period, we had a lengthy discussion with the patient regarding the ethanol abuse and the consequences, including hypertension. The possibility of early stages of severe liver compromise is what we are witnessing, and for that reason, it is recommended to abandon that practice. Period. I would like to reevaluate the kidney function when the patient is hemodynamically stable. For that reason, I'm going to give an appointment in a couple of months, and the pertinent lab will be ordered. Number two, arterial hypertension that is treated with the administration of losartan. Blood pressure today 144 over 75. The patient is taking salt off to 25 milligrams every day and salt depend at night. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months.